Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and we're in the studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. It's fantastic. Intercession Friday, and we give God praise. Praise the Lamb of God for all of the prayers, for all of the interceding that goes on here at PSM. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, the most powerful, most impactful, most spiritual-minded and prophetic team you could ever want. Praise the Lamb of God covering you in prayer. It's right here at PSM. I take my hat off to them. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, what a time we had last night on the page. Boy, oh boy, one of these days I'm going to let somebody come and sit next to me. Praise God. While the Lord is downpouring in me, praise God, prophetic word as it comes through my fingertips. Lord, have mercy. What an experience it is. And the drain afterwards is just beyond me. Praise the Lamb of God. But I praise God that he uses me the way he does. I wish and hope, praise the Lamb of God, that all of you would take time to read over the prophetic word from last night for the corporate body, praise God, and dissect it. Yeah, dissect it, analyze it, interpret it, really look at and listen to what God is speaking in this season concerning the outpouring for the spirit of revival to take place in this nation. Praise the Lamb of God and his desire to use you, and even you and myself, praise God, as his hands, as his feet, praise the Lord, as his voice, hallelujah, as a conducer, hallelujah, to flow through in order for those that are unsaved to be saved, for the backsliders to be reclaimed, praise the Lamb of God, for the dead to be risen, hallelujah, for the sick to recover, for healings, oh my God, he spoke concerning the lame walking and the dumb talking. I remember that word, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, unprecedented power was his word, unprecedented power. Power, praise the Lamb of God, that America has not seen. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Since the days of biblical times, people of God, God is going to move, and I want you to be a part, praise the Lamb of God, of that movement. I thank God for each of you that's chiming in today, that's calling in. If you're listening to my voice via the internet and you would like to call in, of course, the number here is area code 646-564-9818, 646-564-9818. I know many had difficulties calling in on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, and I hope and pray that that has been rectified through the towers and the systems, praise the Lamb of God, around the land, hallelujah, around the country that had power outages and things of that nature. But we are here, praise the Lamb of God, live in the studio today, and you are invited to share with us, praise the Lamb of God, as we intercede and as we share, praise the Lamb of God, in the Lord. I see my brother is already here with us today already, praise the Lamb of God. Let me see if this is my brother here, praise God. Is this Prophet Darrell? No. I thought Prophet Darrell was on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He'll probably be on a little later. Praise the Lamb. But we thank God for each of you that's coming in. Praise the Lord. Boy, I tell you, if you really knew, praise the Lamb of God, how much God and how, what is the word I'm looking for here? The depth of God's desire to move and use you in this season, people of God, I think you would really, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, fall on your face in awe, hallelujah, at how desperately God is to use you, praise the Lamb of God. And his desperation is not that he can't use anyone else, but he has elected and chosen, the word was, praise the Lamb of God, to use us in this season. Prophet, how you doing today, man of God?
Prophet,
all right,
Raphael.
That's Raphael.
Yes, sir, but Prophet is right here.
Okay, well, is somebody else calling on another 773? Let me see who this is. 773, your mic is hot.
How you doing, Apostle?
Uh-oh, there he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless you, man of God. You doing all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I am blessed of the Lord and highly favored today. Boy, oh boy, hallelujah. I just want to, had you in my mind a minute ago, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I just want to, well, let me tell you, thank you, first of all, for being here, praise the Lamb of God, and being a part of the show as much as you are, because you do bring, praise the Lamb of God, some extra glory to the table. I'll put it that way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say I was talking and about last night, praise God, about how God spoke last night, prophet. Praise the Lamb of God, concerning what he desires to do with his people. Praise God. And I posted it on our Facebook page last night, praise the Lamb. And I'm just in awe at God's desire to use us. I mean, a lot of people don't understand, praise God, the prophetic flow has within it, people of God, and I can only say this the way I experience it, Prophet Darrell, but the prophetic flow, when it the bubbling up, praise the Lamb of God, as it's called, when it comes through the prophet, praise the Lamb of God, also comes with it, Darrell, I hope I'm saying this right, God's feelings, the way God feels about what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
We feel what he feels, praise the Lamb of God. That's why sometimes the prophet moves in holy indignation, and it's not even him, praise the Lamb of God, that we're not upset and disturbed in ourselves at anything that's going on. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Spirit of God is. Hallelujah. And as God gives us that word, praise the Lamb of God, it comes through us like fire. It comes through us as indignation. And then sometimes it's very compassionate and loving. Sometimes the Lord has told me to tell somebody that he loved them, and I felt all the love, praise the Lamb of God, flowing through me, and I would just grab them and hug them and kiss them. And, you know, as a instrument, praise the Lamb of God, in the hand of God. And that people of God, is what I'm trying to express to you that happened to me last night. As God was speaking concerning, praise the Lamb of God, this dynamic move that's coming due to the fast, praise the Lamb of God, and due to our cry out to him, God has said he has heard us. People of God, praise the Lamb of God. You know, we read stuff in the Bible, praise the Lamb. For instance, we read, you know, the 19th chapter of Daniel, and Daniel, in the Daniel fast, he prayed, and then the Lord comes, and the angel appears to him and says, from the moment you set your face, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to the Lord heard you and dispatched me, praise the Lamb of God. Well, God told me last night to tell you all that I have heard your cries.
Hallelujah.
I have heard your praises.
Hallelujah.
I have embraced your worship. And God said, I have already visited you. I've been to your homes, he said. I walked through the corridors of your house. I've been to your bedsides. I've given you dreams and visions in the night. Praise the Lamb of God. I know your situation and your conditions. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God says, praise the Lamb of God, he has honored the fast. Praise the Lamb of God. He has honored the fast, and that he's going to pour out his spirit in an unprecedented measure, praise the Lamb of God, for the revival to come through us, praise the Lamb of God. And God said it on the page on the page last night. But I need your hands. I need your feet. I'm going to use your voice, hallelujah, to cause the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we need to be getting ourselves in a position and a posture, praise the Lamb of God, to be used by God and knowing that we are being used by God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Then he spoke concerning his promises. Hallelujah. That they are, of course, yes and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we can't get around that. The portion that I was really concerned about, praise the Lamb of God, is God's election. Praise. He said, I have elected and chosen you. And we're going to talk about that a little bit, prophet, praise the Lamb of God, a little later on here in the show when we get past this praying and stuff. I want to talk about that because people really need to know the ins and outs of being elected and chosen, praise the Lamb of God, for the prophetic hour that we're walking in, praise the Lamb of God. I don't want them to get this mixed up, praise the Lord. Raphael, how you doing, son? Is they treating you all right over there?
Yes, they treated me good.
Don't be just scared to talk now. They treating my son all right over there?
Yes, they're treating me well. They're treating me well.
They must be, because you sure ain't called your daddy. I promise you that. You ain't in a mumbling word. Hallelujah, boy. How was the revival last night?
The revival was awesome last night. Deliverance and healing went forth, and God moved, and the power of God met us in an unprecedented way on last night.
Oh my God! How did Pastor Joseph do?
My God, when I tell you he came in and tore the place up, I really don't know if we have any carpet left in the building, but God moved.
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I tell you, hallelujah. Oh my God. That sounds like something I should have been a part of right there. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. 8:13, tonight is the last. No, it's not the last night, is it? Is tonight the last night?
No, Sunday is the last day.
So is they going to do something tomorrow night too?
Nope, tomorrow is going to be a day where everybody can rest. Because it's been three powerful days, so we're going to rest tomorrow, and then we're going to go back at it on Sunday.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. So tonight is still on. Who's there tonight?
Apostle Bryant Riley.
Oh, boy, old Big Riley's coming through on y'all. That's the thunderbolt. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You want to be there for Apostle Riley, a prophet? Also, praise the Lamb of God, flowing the prophetic anointing. Hallelujah. I met him and worked with him before. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That's 813 South Pulaski Road at New Beginnings Ministries. Praise God. Pastor Gail Johnson, my daughter, I talked to her yesterday evening also. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful revival is going on there. And if you can, people of God, press your way to the west side of Chicago. Hallelujah, and right there, Polk Street and Pulaski Road. I used to live down the street there, praise the Lamb, Raphael. I used to live 8 blocks from there, praise the Lamb of God.
Wow.
100 blocks of Pulaski. That's where I was born and raised at, praise God, right over in that area. I used to preach in that building that you all are in. I used to preach. When I was 18 years old, 19 years old, I preached in that church. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
As a young man, Pastor Bass used to be there. Boy, I tell you, we had some times in that building. And you know what? That looked like a big church back then. That was a big church to us. Mount Olive Baptist Church, I think that was the name of it. Boy, what a time we used to have there. Praise God. Raphael, since you're here, come on, lead us in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Lead us in prayer. I see caller 818. We're going to talk to you in a minute, but I want my son to just open us up in prayer today. Come on, Raphael. Praise the Lamb
Hallelujah.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take us to the throne, man.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you praise, oh God, because you're worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our glory. You're worthy of our honor. You're worthy of our praise today, oh God. God, we just thank you for another opportunity to press into your presence, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for another opportunity, God, to embrace your throne room today, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you would have your way on this show, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we're asking, God, that your intercessors, God, will go forth in fire, God, that they will go forth in power,
yes.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, that the wind of change, God, would begin to flow over the phone lines, God, over the internet waves, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, that breakthrough is happening in PSMI. We thank you that yokes are being destroyed. We thank you that chains are being broken, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you would breathe life into breathe life into us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will endure the race, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will stand strong, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not sway to the left or the right, oh God, but we will stay on target, oh God, that we will be the very elect, God, that you have called for us to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, God, for a fresh flow of your anointing, God, to make this show today, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we tell you that you have free reign to move, oh God, free reign to speak, oh God, free reign in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would begin to step into the hospital rooms, God, that you will step into the nursing homes, oh God, that you will step into the jailhouses, oh God, that you will step into the juvenile places, oh God, that you will step into our government system, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and God, that you will show yourself being God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we call down every wall of Jericho, we call down every wall of Baal, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, purge us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse us in the name of Jesus, sanctify us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Saturate us afresh today, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask that even today, oh God, that your people would prosper, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking, God, that you would bring your people, God, into their wealthy places, oh God. We ask that the entrepreneur, God, would raise up, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will bless that single mother today, that you will bless that single father today, oh God, we're asking, God, that you will bless that child, oh God, that wants to give up, oh God, give them strength in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, God, that salvation, God, would hit our churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless our leadership today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the head, God, all the way to the layperson, oh God, cause your anointing, God, to saturate the atmospheres, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, a fresh weight of your glory, God, a fresh weight of your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, and God, we bless your name today, because you're worthy, God, bless Prophet Shakespeare today, God, in the name of Jesus. Give him strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even in the midst of his shedding, oh God, we're asking, oh God, that you would give him new revelation, oh God, that you would give him a new wine, a new oil, oh God, from on high, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless your name today. We bless your name for this ministry, oh God. We bless your name for the level that you're taking this ministry to. We thank you, oh God, that this is not just a phone or an internet ministry, God, but we thank you, oh God, that you have called this ministry, God, to be an international ministry, oh God, that will break and destroy the yokes of your people, oh God, and we bless you today, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give your name praise, God. We worship and adore your name, oh God, because you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords, and we press in to your presence today, oh God. And God, we just thank you, and we bless you, and we give your name glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, and bless God.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah to your name up in here. Lord, your God today, we give you praise. Oh, my son, thank Boy, the Raphael been over there with Jesus, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, if you don't feel the glory and the anointing of the Lord today, hallelujah, I tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. If this young man is praying this kind of anointing on this show today, let me tell you something. If you're in Chicago, you need to make your way to 813 tonight because they're doing something over there. They ain't playing. Praise the Lamb of God. The children are over there. Praise the Lamb of God. They're praying and fasting. Hallelujah. And God is hearing and answering. Area code. Praise the Lamb of God. 818. Your mic is hot.
Oh, hi. My name is Cammie Lee. I'm calling from Southern California. And I just recently stumbled upon Blog Talk Radio, and I've just been actually just seeking, finding good ministry, good words. Again, just trying to get in line. Been lost, confused. Been held down, not being able really to find a good church home. I'm originally from the South, and just seeking the word because I feel like I'm in bondage. I feel I can't break through.
Sweetheart, I want you to do something for me. Do you have an internet?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want you to take this down. Do you have a pen with you right now?
Yes, sir.
I want you to write this down. P as in Paul. S as in Sam, M as in Michael, INTL.org. PSMINTL.org.
Yes, sir.
I want you to go there and I want you to give me a message and some contact information on you. And the prophet is going to call you and minister to you personally. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord has given me a special ministry for those of you who are in the lost and found. But you found now. You stumbled up on the right show. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not just a radio show. We have a 24-hour ministry going. Praise the Lamb of God on Facebook, where we encourage, teach everything. It's over 1,000 of us on that page. Praise the Lamb. God has blessed us in the last year or two to do that. Praise God. And we do international work. What part of California are you in?
San Fernando. It's like 30 minutes outside of L.A.
Yeah, the San Fernando Valley over in that area. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we bless God for you. What's your name, sweetheart, again?
It's Cammie, K-A-M-M-I-E, Cammie Lee, L-E-E.
Not a Cammie, Cammie Lee. Praise God. All right, Cammie, praise God. Well, we are happy to have you on the show, number one. Praise
Thank
the Lamb of God. I'm going to pray for you, and then Prophet Darrell has got a word for you in his belly. I already know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to pray for you now. Father in heaven, we come to you and we thank you for this, your daughter, Cammie. Hallelujah, Father. Even by your grace and your love and your divine favor, hallelujah, you have brought her and have drawn her from the waters. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God to the shore of peace in you because of your righteousness, because of your blood that was shed at Calvary. And we thank you for, Father, hallelujah, in the wilderness she has been, praise the Lamb of God. But, Father, her hour of deliverance is nigh. Her hour of deliverance has come, and we thank you, Father, hallelujah, that she has come and that you have caused her to come to us. We give you praise for her. Hallelujah. We give you praise because you're God and God alone. I pray now, Father, that you do a perfect work in her life. Hallelujah. I pray, Father, that even now as we minister to her and as we continue to minister to her, Father, that you would, Father, give us the right words to say to her, hallelujah, that would bring glory to your name and not ours. We are here for you, hallelujah, Father, as your hands, as your voice in the wilderness place, crying out to your people to come and repent and be saved, hallelujah, and be endowed with the power of the Holy Ghost. And so, Father, today on your daughter, Cammie, Father, we pray now that your spirit, hallelujah, will continue to do a perfect work in our heart. Release that word to her now, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet, come on, talk to her now.
Well, I just heard while you was praying for apostles that the Spirit of the Lord said that it's just been a spirit of a holdback spirit. So I don't know what's been going on or what's been happening, but the enemy's been trying to cut you off in the spirit. Not only that he's been trying to cut you off in the spirit, he's been trying to cut your praise. He's been trying to cut your work.
Yes.
But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say restoration is knocking at your door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes the Lord will be knocking in the enemy, try to make us think we're crazy. Hallelujah. Yes. But God said you are a prophet of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Woo!
I heard the Holy Ghost say, you are a prophet.
That man.
He's trying to make you blind. But as of today, hallelujah, restoration shall come to your eyes right now, where you shall be able to see, where you shall be able to hear the voice of the Lord once again.
Break us anointing. We release it.
For it's not by a mistake. Hallelujah. God said he has brought you to this point. Hallelujah. He allowed you to come into the radio station all because he got work to do.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
You will change some folks in your surrounding here. Hallelujah. God said this is your due season. This is your season for good and plenty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Oh, every time you be God. I heard the Lord say, every time I turn around, I keep on making a way for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Daughter, if you only knew what God is about to do to you and with you, praise the Lamb. Now, the man of God said something to you, and you need to understand this. You are called of God as a prophetess. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You know that already, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Now, there's no way we could know this about you unless God was speaking to us and revealing it.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to know that there's an assignment on your life that's so great until the devil then tried to kill you several times.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He told you to kill yourself.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. But God loves you. Hallelujah. And from the waters he has drawn you. Hallelujah. Out of the fire of the furnace of affliction he has chosen you.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you have suffered your tenure. It's time for you to walk in the light of your blessings now. Praise the Lamb of God. You stumbled into the right place today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You post that information for me. Praise and no, guess what, daughter? I'm adopting you right now. We are, with the spirit of adoption, we are adopting you into the family of God. Praise the Lamb of God here at PSM. You have a spiritual parent and spiritual brothers and sisters now. Praise the Lamb of God. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
You ain't lost no more. You have a spiritual covering right now. Praise the Lamb of God. You're not lost no more. You have a teacher. Praise the Lamb of God right now. Praise the Lamb. We're here every day from 12 to 2, Tuesday through Friday, teaching, ministering, and sharing and encouraging one another. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We'll give you the rest of the information. Make sure you go to that website I gave you. Praise the Lamb of God and leave your information there for me, okay?
Yes, I am.
All right, Cammie. Love you today with the love of Jesus.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, this is what it's all about. I love this, people of God. Woo! Thank you, Prophet Dale. Look, Prophet Dale, you see what you done prayed up.
I ain't do nothing. That's God.
There we go, 248. Your mic is hot.
Hi, this is Divine Favor. This is Andrea. I just came into the call, so I didn't really know what was going on, but I wanted to let the young lady know that called in, Cammie Lee, that as she was speaking, you know, God put it in my heart to try to find her. It's just there's so many different Cammie Lees, you know. So I want her to know if she's still on the line and everything, that we love you. We welcome you here at PSMI Family. I feel like she's going to be a part of the page even before you had said it, Prophet. We love you. I don't even know you. I feel your spirit. And I just want you to know that. And, I, you know, while I'm on the phone, you know, if I can just receive prayer, a lot of things are coming at me. But I know that God is with me. I just want prayer. Kind of getting to the end of Samuel's tenure in high school, and they're telling me that I have a $9,600 bill, and that he may not be able to graduate. I believe he's going to be. I just don't want the bill to be on me, and I'm just asking you all to pray with me, and just a whole bunch of other things that's kind of been coming up. I don't want to say coming at me, but coming up, and just requesting prayer.
I hear you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, divine favor. Hallelujah. If you relied on your name, all of that would be taken care of. Did you hear what I told you?
Yes.
What did you say your name was when you came on the show?
Divine favor.
But then won't you act like it? Act like your name. That's all you got to do. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
If you got divine favor, go in before your daddy, not with tears, hallelujah, with the spirit of praise and thanksgiving. Sit in his lap and say, Daddy, I need you to write this check for me. And while you're writing it, put a little extra in there and watch what God do for you.
Amen. I receive it.
I done told you. Praise the Lamb of God. I done told you what to do.
Yes, she did.
Praise God. It's just that simple. When favor is yours.
Amen.
And divine favor is yours.
Amen. Thank you.
Because God then gave you.
Yes, Lord.
How many times have he paid bills for you? How many doors has he opened? You better go in your faith file. And then for you, you better go in your favor file. Praise the Lord. You better go in your favor file and look at all the things God has done for you. Because I know. I've been with you a long time.
Yes, you have been.
Hallelujah. Through ups and downs, rejections, people abusing you and everything, God has favored you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your son going to the pros and can't no diploma stop him.
Thank you, Jesus.
When God has spoken. Hallelujah. Over Sam's life. That's my baby, and you know it. He's my son. Hallelujah. I named that child.
Yes, you did.
He's the Lamb of God. I laid hands on your belly when he was in your womb. And I tell the devil to go back to the hot spot and get his hands off God's children. Hallelujah. The breaker's anointing be upon you. Hallelujah. Wealth and riches be in your house. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We call it now. Now. Praise the Lamb of God. And it is so. It is done. Praise the Lamb of God. That boy running up and down the court winning games for them. All this kind of stuff. Now they want to attack a bill to him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Out of this slave mentality. They charging people to come to games making money off your child.
Yes.
And then want to charge them to go to school.
Jesus.
This ain't Amos and Andy no more. Hallelujah. Wow. It's time for the saints to wake up and smell the coffee. Praise the Lamb of God. I told you I'd get holy indignation in a minute. Hallelujah. I don't like nobody doing people wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, it's one particular guy, prophet, you know, and he just told me about it. It's been going on for a while. He have a militant spirit, and he's been, ever since they didn't win the district, Samuel has, you know, taken him to the regionals the last 2 years, but he can't do it all by himself, and it was a lot of cheating and stuff that was going on. He's been kind of antagonistic spirit. He's been tearing them down, you know, just tearing them down subtly. And Sam just now told me when he was getting ready, you know, to go to the prom, he was like, Mama, ever since we lost, he's been doing this.
Like he blaming it on him.
Exactly. He was getting like 16, 13 rebounds. He's a head point guard, and he was getting more rebounds than
the college players. You know what the real problem is? The pressure from the office has come down on the coach.
Yep.
And so the coach wants to take it out on the team.
Yep.
Like they're failures, but he's really the failure.
Yep.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Dale, speak to her now.
I just want to tell you while you sitting up here talking, I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, just report them to me.
Uh-oh, did you hear that, Divine?
I didn't hear that good. Just what?
Every time a believer begin to report their enemy to God,
okay,
God has to step in.
Amen.
He steps in when we report them.
I feel the Spirit of the Lord here.
I'm going to tell on you. Don't make me tell my dad on you.
Wow.
You got to report them and tell on them.
I told you, you better use your divine favor today.
Okay.
When you go in your prayer closet, what the man of God is telling you is to say, you know what? I'm just going to have to tell the Father, praise the Lamb of God, what they said to me. Look, watch this. I forget. What's that king name, prophet? He got one of them big, long names. Start with an S. S-H-E. The Sheronif. Anyhow, praise the Lamb of God. They sent a letter to the king.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, who was it? Praise the Lamb of God. It wasn't Jehoshaphat. Praise God, it was the king before Jehoshaphat. They sent him, praise the Lamb of God, a letter from the Assyrian army.
Mm-hmm.
They was going to come in and destroy, praise the Lamb of God, Jerusalem, and they was going to tear their temple down and all of this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the king got the letter and took it into the house of God and laid it on the altar. And said, Lord, this is what they say they're going to do to you, your people, and your house. This is what they say they're going to do to your children. And the Lord told them, don't go out to battle. Nothing. That night, the angel of the Lord went through that camp and killed so many people. When they woke up in the morning, praise the Lamb of God, the rest of them had fled. And Israel never went out to fight. Let God fight for you, baby. This battle is not yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to get you some popcorn. No, you can't eat that. Praise you fast. Praise the Lord. I heard it said popcorn and a Pepsi. I want you to get you a glass of ice cold water like it's lemonade. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I want you to cross your leg and rock. And rock your leg and rock like you're in a rocking chair.
Uh-huh.
Saying, my daddy got this. Praise the Lamb. You just watch.
Got this.
Just watch what God does for you. And they better leave you alone before this harassment into a case. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. I ain't gonna go too deep on that. Somebody else might be on the line. They know them folks. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise God. We
God
love you today, baby.
Okay, I love you too. I'm here. I love you all. Thank you, Prophet Daryl.
Samuel is not militant. Samuel, a prophet. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. He got a strong prophet spirit that he stands in.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, daughter.
Okay, love you much. Peace.
Love you too. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Praise the Lamb. It then jumped off hot in here today. Hallelujah. My sons and daughters up in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh-wee. Look at this line is lit up today. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I thank God for our intercessors. Is Denise on the line today? Where is Denise? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Push one if you hear Denise. Praise the Lamb. There she is. All right. Denise Conyers is with us. Praise God. She's the head of our intercessory team. How you doing, Denise?
Hey, Prophet. How are you?
Fine. You was a little under the weather last week. I'm just checking on you. Are you all right today?
I'm a little better. I have a doctor's appointment at 3:00 today.
Oh,
just
wow.
Just as I went to make sure everything is fine. Still have the cough. Have a little congestion. It's more so in my chest than anything. And so I just wanted to make sure no bronchitis or anything of that nature, but I'm coming along.
Wow. My God, my God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me tell you something, Denise. These colds and flus that's coming upon us now, I'm telling you, they're not even responding to medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. It's prayer and rest. Praise the Lamb of God and let the Lord move on you. to remove some of this stuff they got out. Now, they have a new bird flu over in China that's
mm-hmm.
killing people.
Wow.
They say they've never seen nothing like it in their lives. Medical science can't even, they haven't developed a vaccine or anything for it. It's killing people over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're afraid that it's going to come over here.
Jesus, the blood.
Hallelujah. But this is now. This is the end. This is the end time prophecies. Now, praise the Lamb of God, that pestilence would come upon the land. But we got to revert back to Psalms 91, though.
Mm-hmm.
You'll not come nigh thee.
Mm-hmm.
Neither in thy house. That's the word of the Lord. That's what I tell them when they tell me that stuff. I say the devil a lie. He can't come to my house.
I know that's
hallelujah.
Right.
Not upon my children.
I know
meningitis
that's
and all that crap, praise the Lamb of God. Mm-mm. No. Hallelujah. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Praise. I's going to come where he at.
Right.
Y'all didn't get that, did you? If I'm in the secret place, I's coming there.
Right.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. But Denise, let me tell you another thing. You don't do well. You don't rest well. You need to get a little more rest, baby. Praise God, to keep your immune system built up. You need rest, praise God. And probably you need to get on you some good vitamin C pills now. You know, when you get above 30, you have to start looking at things a little different. You're about 31 now, so, you know.
Thank you,
you need to do things a little different, okay? Just consider what I'm telling you, okay? Praise God.
Okay.
All right.
Amen.
I mean, wait, Prophet Dale, I'm going to pray for you. Then you ain't going nowhere. We praying for you today.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, Prophet. Pray for your sister.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you for every endeavor, oh God. We thank you for every test. We thank you for every trial, oh God. And God, as we come and lift our sister, your daughter, up before you, oh Lord God, and God, we just ask you to touch her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to dry out and dry up everything that's in her, oh God, that the enemy's trying to afflict her body with, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God.
In
God,
Jesus,
we ask you to touch her from the ground of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, you declared it in your word. Every sickness is not unto death. And God, we thank you right now for the healing manifestation, oh God. We thank you for your healing power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that's healing in the blood, oh God. God, we ask you to put the blood over her doorpost, oh God. And God, when she goes to the doctor, oh God, God, we ask you to meet her there, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But God, before she gets to the doctor, oh God, God, we ask you to let healing take place right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because Satan, we know you're a defeated fool, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we come to let you know, we recognize you. We come to understand that we know what you're trying to do. But you are still a liar, and the blood of Jesus against you. And God, we just ask you to encourage our heart and encourage our mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her going and bless her coming, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we're going to thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Oh my goodness gracious, bless you, daughter. We love you today, and I really, really, really want the world to know, Denise, that I appreciate you in the highest way for all that you do. Praise the Lamb of God for our call. Denise, I know you want to say something about the prayer call tonight, maybe.
Yes, I encourage and I invite everyone to meet us on the prayer line at 10 p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time. The number is 632. I'm just messed up. Give me a minute. And I know it by heart, and it just went blank.
That happens to all of us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Praise. Let me see. I don't know about heart, but it's right here on the page. Let me pull it up. It's right there. It is right there. The area code is 218-632-0550. That's the call-in number. It's area code 218-632-0550, and the access code is 626-522. 626 522. And all of you all I invited to be with us, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're in California, that's 7 o'clock. Mountain Time, praise the Lamb of God, that's 8 o'clock. Central Time, which is like Chicago time, that's 9 o'clock. Detroit, New York, that's 10 o'clock p.m. Praise the Lamb of God. All of you are welcome to come and be a part, praise the Lamb of God, of our show, not the show, the prayer call, praise the Lamb of God, on tonight at 10 p.m. Praise God. As of right now, the prophet will be on the call saying, I'm shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. We will be on the call. Praise God. I love you, each of you. Thank you. Thank you so much, intercessors. Thank you so much, Denise. Praise the Lamb of God for all that you do. All right. We're moving right along here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know that. Wait, we got another caller from the Bayou here. Praise the Lord. Erica 504.
Good morning. This is Danae.
Hey, Danae, how you doing today?
Don't get me started. I am wonderful. I just recovered from a fever for the past 2 days. My head was feeling like a watermelon. I'm walking to class, feel like I was about to pass out. And I was like, this not going to defeat me. I'm going to defeat this fever. And the Lord was just like, I had went for prayer, you know, because the Bible says go to the elders and they shall lay hands. So I went for prayer and I was just like, Lord, I need you to do this for me because I have a work to do. I need you to heal me. I can't be walking around not knowing where I'm going. And man, the Lord has delivered me and healed me from this fever, and I just bless God for it.
My God, my God, my God, a testimony, testimony. You mean to tell me, praise God, Denise going to come here talking that, and you come on, and you say God done healed you from this fever?
Yes,
it done,
sir.
Broke?
I just wanted to testify. Yes. Yes, sir.
See, that's encouraging to your sister, praise the Lamb of God, that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or expect. Hallelujah. We loose healing. We speak healing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All over your body. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Again, I say to everybody, praise God, in this season, you must get your rest. Keep your immune system built up. Praise the Lord. Those of us that's fasting, make sure you got some vitamin C. Praise the Lamb of God going into your body every day through orange juice, cranberry juice, praise the Lamb of God and stuff like that. Or you're on some type of, praise the Lamb of God, supplement that will offset, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to make sure that your immune system is built up. All you have to do is for the weather to change and you catch a chill and you in trouble if your immune system is down. So, please, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, be encouraged in that area, praise God. I have to watch out for mine, hallelujah, because I had a splenectomy years ago, which is your spleen plays a very, very important role in your, praise the Lamb of God, fighting off of sicknesses and disease, praise God. It's a great part of your immune system. So I have to continuously, praise the Lamb of God, practically every day take vitamins and what have you to keep me strong, hallelujah, in that area and to try my best to rest properly. So I'm encouraging you all in that area, especially as we're fasting, praise the Lamb of God. Maybe one of the reasons why God got me shut down this week, I know I've been falling asleep, praise the Lamb of God, in unusual places. Hallelujah, as I've been shut in. Praise the Lord. So we praise God for that. Be encouraged, daughter. Danae, we love you today, darling. Hallelujah. For all that you do, praise the Lamb of God to help us there at PSM. Hallelujah, on the page. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a wonderful show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, I want you to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that it's we're going to going to talk about this just a little bit, and then we're going to do some more interceding here. If you need to talk, praise the Lamb of God, or you need prayer, you can push one. We can talk about it, and we will intercede for you because today is intercessory day. But I wanted Prophet and Daryl and I, praise them, those that want to join us, to talk about this, praise the Lamb of God, position of being called, praise the Lamb of God, and elected, praise God, because there's some stuff that accompanies this. Hallelujah. And when God has called and chosen you as a people or as a person, praise the Lamb of God, there's some blessings, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that comes upon you automatically, but then there's some accountability and responsibility that fall to you that's greater upon you than on other people, praise God. And I'm saying that because of what God said on the page. I told you, praise the Lamb of God, last night was not just a normal prophetic flow. God was speaking, and I know he was, praise the Lamb of God. And so when God says, I have chosen and elected you, people of God, let me tell you something. It ain't like God voting to elect you. That election means you the one. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. When God elects you, praise the Lamb of God, you are the one. Praise the Lamb of God. You are already the official. Hallelujah. So we must understand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, God's choosing and his election, praise the Lamb, didn't start last night. It started, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, before you were formed in your mother's womb. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're elected and chosen, God didn't just do that yesterday, just look and say, okay, I'm going to use you. No. You were already, praise the Lamb of God, predestined for this hour. You were already chosen and elected from this hour, for this hour since the foundation of the world. You just didn't know it. And every pragmatic movement you have made from the cradle to the cross, praise the Lamb of God, God has, praise the Lamb of God, orchestrated by his Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, for you to have the experiences that you have had, praise the Lamb of God, and has also, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, caused your experiences to be the blessing in your life, and you may not even know it yet, praise the Lamb of God, and to bring glory to his name, praise the Lord, because your experiences, whether good or bad, will work, praise the Lamb of God, in the ministry life that God has called you to be able to help strengthen and deliver others. And so God will get glory, praise the Lamb of God, from your weaknesses, from your infirmities, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and even from your sin, your faults and your flaws and your failures. God will get glory from it, praise the Lamb of God, because you are the elect of God. You are chosen of God, praise the Lamb of God. The path you are walking, praise the Lamb of God, he allows you to walk on. Hallelujah. He allows you to walk in. Praise the Lamb of God. When the time comes, y'all better listen to the prophet. When the time comes, he's going to bring pressure on you to get you out of that path, to get you in the right one if you're in the wrong one. I promise you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be an accident at one of them intersections in your life that's going to cause you to go down another street. Praise the Lamb of God, that you wasn't intending on going, but God has charted out for your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Next, praise God, we must remember, hallelujah, Prophet Daryl, that election and being chosen is not necessarily favoritism.
Ooh.
See, and that's where a lot of people mess up at, because they think because they're the elect and the chosen of God, they got all this favor on them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. There is some favor and there is some grace when you're walking in your assignment. Hallelujah. That you are predestined for. I'm talking to prophetic people here today. Praise the Lamb of God. There are favors, praise the Lamb of God, that falls upon you, and a grace that goes with you, praise the Lamb of God, supernaturally, when you are walking in, praise the Lamb of God, the path that God desires for you to be on, doing what God desires you to do. No matter what conflict come, no matter what trouble come, no matter what bills come, no matter what happened to you, as long as you're on that path, doing what God assigns you to do, there is a grace, praise the Lamb of God, that will provide for you, that will protect you, praise the Lamb of God, and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Now, you see this explicitly, praise the Lamb, on the people of God, hallelujah, Israel. You see this really upon them as God has brought them out of bondage through the wilderness, all of this kind of thing. When once they came out of there and they got in that wilderness, they didn't know it, but they was on, praise the Lamb of God, the path to the promised land, not just for themselves. God wasn't delivering them to deliver them. God told Moses, bring my people out in the wilderness so they can worship me. I need a people who are going to worship me, praise the Lamb of God, and that worshiping of me is serving me, praise the Lamb of God, ministering to me and ministering on my behalf in the earth realm to others. That's what God elects and calls us for, praise the Lamb of God. So we must be aware of this at all times because, praise the Lamb of God, when we are not in that position and that posture, praise the Lamb of God, that's when problems come that knock you out, praise the Lamb. But as long as you're there, God will rain down manna from heaven. God will bring water from rocks. He will give you provision from unusual places with superimposed power and presence, praise the Lamb of God, all around you. You can go to jail and no harm will come to you. He'll take care of you in jail, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and bring you out and leave everybody else in there because you have an assignment, praise the Lamb of God, to fulfill, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You'll be shaking in your shoes in court, and God had already been spoke to the judge's heart to say, let him go. He cannot go to jail today, praise the Lamb of God. There's some people down on the corner of so-and-so, so-and-so. He must meet, speak to, and prophesy to, lay hands on, deliver, whatever it is your assignment is. When you're walking, people of God, in the prophetic path, I ain't talking about a title now. Don't get this mixed up with a title. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about when you're in your prophetic path, praise the Lamb of God, that God has ordained for your life. Hallelujah. That's when you're going to see, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, the supernatural imposed grace and favor that's on your life. You'll go places and people will give you things. Hallelujah. You'll eat. Yes. I thought you was trying to say some prophet. Praise God. You will come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding, hallelujah, the love of God in a rare and unique way if you just stay in the place, praise the Lamb of God, and on the path that God has placed you on. I'm telling you this by experience as well as mirroring it through the scriptures. Now watch me now. I'm going to turn at the corner on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Ding, 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 ding. Now you want to get your pencil. Praise the Lamb of God. You've been chosen, right? You've been chosen and elected. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's grace and favor on you. Praise the Lamb. But not necessarily favoritism. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When in the book of Amos, you know, I've been reading Amos, Prophet Darrell, and in the book of Amos, praise God, God says something to Israel, praise the Lord, hallelujah, concerning their position as he was preparing to destroy them. Now, he was telling Amos, praise the Lamb of God, you go tell them, praise the Lamb of God, that, you know, are not they just as Ethiopia, praise the Lamb of God, and other heathen nations. He said, they just like the rest of them. They think they so special. Praise God. He said, did not I deliver, watch this, did not I deliver the Assyrians from the nation that attacked them? And then he started calling some other heathen nation's name and said, didn't I deliver them? Oh, let me, I think I got this right here. It ain't too far from me. Praise the Lamb of God. Where's my reading? Boy, you need to understand, praise the Lamb of God, the God that you serve, praise the Lamb of God, because God, hallelujah, oh my goodness, praise the Lamb. I was just reading it. It this morning, praise the Lamb. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, boy, oh boy. Look, watch this, watch this. See, when God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is doing something in the land, praise the Lamb of God, and in your life, praise God, you must understand, praise the Lamb, that you're not the only one, and that's what He was trying to bring a cross to Israel, praise the Lamb of God, during this time in the book of Amos, praise God. He was trying to share with them, hallelujah, that, you know, all of these things that I've done for you, I've done for other nations. He said, I've done it for other nations, praise the Lamb of God. So don't you be thinking, praise God, that you're so special, hallelujah, in your election. Don't you be thinking you saw a special. Here it is, Amos 9 and 7. Are you not like the Ethiopians to me, O people of Israel, says the Lord? Did not I bring up Israel from the land of Egypt and the Philistines from Captor and the Syrians from Ker? Didn't I deliver them just like I did brought you out of bondage? I brought them out of bondage. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So God is saying to Israel, don't go around thinking you so special. Praise the Lamb of God, because I delivered you and have chosen you and elected you. I've delivered a lot of people. Praise the Lamb of God. So a lot of people get arrogant and cocky in their callings. A lot of people get arrogant and cocky with their titles. A lot of people get arrogant and cocky with their titles, hallelujah, and their anointings. But don't think there's nobody else that's anointed but you. Don't think you're the only called one. Don't think you're the only chosen one, hallelujah, or group. God's working on another group somewhere, praise the Lamb of God. God's got another prophet. Praise the Lamb of God, a prophetess somewhere that's ministering to people, that's trying his best or their best to bring them to the place so that God can use them. God got somebody else, praise the Lamb of God. So don't think you all that special. Hallelujah. Now watch this now. Don't let that go to your head. Praise the Lamb. I think Bishop Gamillion. Praise the Lord, my good friend put on our page this morning, he said, praise the Lamb of God, don't let success go to your head, praise the Lamb of God, and cause you to have the big head, but let it go to your heart so your heart can become big, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. So likewise, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, must we be? We must be the same exact way, praise the Lamb, when it comes down to our position. We must be humble in that. Now watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Watch this. When God does something, praise the Lamb of God, to choose and elect you, praise the Lamb, to be on this path, hallelujah, and give you your assignment and this, that, and another, and endow you with power to use you and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. You must understand this, people of God. Hear the prophet good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You're chosen. You're called. Praise the Lamb of God. But then you're in a position where the chastisement of God, praise the Lamb of God, comes upon you heavier than anybody else because you're called and elected and chosen. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of that, hallelujah, listen to the prophet good today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to be whooped with double stripes when you get out of hand. Hallelujah. Whom he loved, he chastened. Hallelujah. He whooped with double stripes whom he loved, whom he's chosen, whom he has elected, he has revealed himself to. Because you know God, praise the Lamb of God, he whoops you double. Understand that. Because you've heard his voice, he whoops you double. Praise the Lamb of God. You will look at sinners, and they will be going on about their business and getting in a little trouble, and you'll get ready to lose everything. And they won't lose theirs because you get a double whooping when you get out of line. Praise the Lamb of God. Because they don't know God and you do. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to understand that, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You need to understand that. Prophet Darrell, is this you? Is you back?
Yeah, my phone cut off.
Man, I'm telling you, praise God, this dropped in my spirit real heavy. Last night when the Lord was speaking, it was as the Lord was giving me revelation on it, praise God, that the people of God need to understand the chastisement of God upon them, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When you're not doing what God wants you to do, or when you're doing it and you're doing it for your own personal gain and glory, because that's what God spoke about. Praise the Lamb of God, last night on the page. He said, I'm going to give you this power. And we must understand this. God's glory is in the power. And God's power is in his glory. I hope somebody grabbed that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you didn't learn that in Sunday school last Sunday. I know you didn't. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. God's power is in his glory. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God's glory is filled with power. And when God says, I'm going to give you my glory, I'm going to give you my power, he then said, praise the Lamb of God, he served us a warning. Y'all better read that. Because I don't want you to mess up. I don't want to be going to your homegoing celebration. Hallelujah. Before time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God says, if you glory in his glory, he's going to have a problem. If you rob him of his glory, he's going to have a problem. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God says, if you use his glory and his power for your personal gain and the gift that he's endowing you with, praise the Lamb of God. That's your aim. That's your motive. It's personal gain. God says it's going to be a problem. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this now. God says what he has allowed in the past, he's not allowing no more. The abuse of his gifts, the abuse of his glory, the abuse, hallelujah, of his people, the abuse, hallelujah, that has gone forth, God said, I am not allowing that no more. Praise the Lamb of God. This new set of people that's coming on the stage, prophet, God says, no, I'm not allowing that anymore. Praise the Lamb of God. That didn't work so good in the last act. And this one that's coming up, this performance that's coming up, we're done away with that. So don't think you're going to get away with it. Praise the Lamb of God. So you better take your eyes off of, praise the Lamb of God, your Christian celebrities. I think I said something right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. I better say it again. Yeah, let me ring this bell. Yeah, I want to get your attention. So you better get your eyes off your Christian celebrities, people whom you idolize. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you look at them not through the eyes of God's anointing, praise the Lamb of God, and reverencing that anointing, but you're looking at the glitter and the gleam and the glory, praise the Lamb of God, and you want to mimic this. You want to mimic this, praise the Lamb of God, in your walk. You want to mimic this in your ministry, praise God. God says it's not happening. That is not going to work, praise the Lamb of God, this go round. Hallelujah. I just want to serve warning on you today, praise God, people of God. It's my responsibility to tell you, praise God, hallelujah. Now, people of God, we must come to a place of recognizing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that the gifts of God are so precious. I was in Chicago, Prophet Daryl, and I preached a message over in Chicago, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, about when you reject the gift, when you desecrate the gift, praise the Lamb of God, out of Amos, praise the Lord, hallelujah. When Amos told the people that the Lord told him to tell them that I have given you sons for Nazarites, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. No, and I have given you sons and daughters as Nazarites and prophets, praise the Lamb of God, but you have given the Nazarites wine to drink, and you have told your sons, the prophets, do not prophesy, praise the Lamb of God. And God said, because of this, I'm going to be heavy upon you, praise, as a loaded wagon. That's how heavy I'm going to be upon you, that's loaded with sheaves. So when we see this, praise the Lamb of God, we must understand the responsibility and the accountability that God serves, praise the Lamb of God, on the gifts that he give us. Hallelujah. And he's speaking of spiritual gifts there. I've given you Nazarites, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For sons and daughters. I've given you prophets and prophetess, praise the Lamb of God. But you've given, hallelujah, the Nazarites wine to drink, praise the Lamb, which they weren't supposed to have that along with some other sanctification process that they were supposed to walk in, praise the Lamb of God, as Nazareth. Samson was one of the greatest Nazarites that the Bible speaks of, praise God, and the strength and the power and the anointing that was upon him, hallelujah, because of the sanctification of life, hallelujah. But he was not to even eat a grape. He couldn't eat grapes, praise the Lamb of God. Nothing from the vine was he supposed to touch. That was one of the orders for the Nazarite, praise the Lamb of God. God said, I've given you them, but you gave them wine to drink. You intoxicated them, praise the Lamb of God, and caused them not to be able to walk in the anointing, praise the Lamb of God, that I desired to place upon their lives. Hallelujah. And this has happened to us, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, because of the exposure that we have been, things we have been exposed to that have caused us to become short-circuited, praise the Lamb of God, from the way of God. Hallelujah. A lot of us must admit, praise the Lamb of God, that a lot of the sin, watch this, and wrong that we have learned, praise the Lamb of God, we learned it in the church.
My Lord.
We didn't learn it out in the world. We learned it in the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lot of the manipulations and things of that nature that we learned in the church. It came to us through the church. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of things we was exposed to, sexual sins, came to us through the church. Y'all mighty quiet about it, but y'all know I'm telling the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That type of exposure, praise the Lamb of God, has caused a short-circuiting in power and anointing in our day and time. Praise the Lamb of God. That we don't see the move of God the way we used to. Hallelujah. Why, prophet, we have to go on fast after fast to purify our tongue, to purify our minds, our ears, and our hearts. Year after year is because of the things that we are exposed to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our world is so wicked. There's so much stuff that goes on around us, in and out of the church, praise the Lamb of God, that you have to come back, praise the Lamb, and purge yourself of these contaminants over and over again. Praise the Lamb of God. But if things were right, hallelujah, according to the way we've been teaching out of the book of Acts, if there was a community of believers that fellowship together, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that encouraged one another, that built up one another, that spoke into each other's life, praise the Lamb, then we would see a new type of believer. Hallelujah. We would see new types of children being raised up. We would see godly children, praise the Lamb of God, like the little girl on the poster on my page who's worshiping God. Hallelujah. That little girl worshiping God, you can see the sincerity in her face, and she can't be nothing about 3 or 4 years old standing there on that picture. Praise on my personal page on Facebook. I put that picture on there yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. It ain't cute. It's spiritually drawing to people that look at it because of her sincerity. Hallelujah. Somewhere she's been exposed to the right people. Somehow she's been exposed to God at an early age. She is on the path of the Nazarite. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And many of us have the opportunity with our children who are young to expose them to God at a young age. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is what God desires for us, people of God. Hallelujah. To raise up a prophetical generation, a prophetical culture, knowing that we are prophetic people. Praise the Lamb of God. Praying and speaking over our children. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Speaking over them, praise the Lamb of God. Speaking into their lives. Hallelujah. Changing their names and giving them names, praise the Lamb of God, that bear the stamp of the anointing of God. Giving them names of victory, like Joshua's and David's and Solomon's and things of that nature, and the names of prophets like Amos and Elijah, praise the Lamb of God. Daughters like Deborah and Esther, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We need, people of God, to expose our children to God. Hallelujah. As we're being exposed to God, and we will see a better generation rising. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Prophet Daryl, you got something to say, because I'm through with this portion. Praise the Lamb of God. I had to warn the people, praise the Lamb of God, concerning this. Hallelujah.
You know what, Apostle, you're so right to where, you know, people are so, they got so caught up in the earthly realm to where they can't pay attention to the spirit realms. You know, and we've gotten so deep to where we're losing the people, because we're so sanctimonious, or we're so deep in the spirit till we're losing the people. Sometimes you got to come down right where the people are and minister
right
to them where they are. Because, see, when Jesus was walking among us, Jesus was not so deep to where, therefore, he could not draw nobody. Everybody that Jesus came in contact with, they draw to him.
Yes,
all because of the love and the compassion that he had upon them. And
right,
us being so spiritually deep, and we are so caught up in the glory, we got everything packed. We got church packed down, but we ain't got kingdom packed down.
Right. Truly.
So, and God is calling for us to get it in order, you know, and that's why he's calling a remnant of his people. He's calling his true prophets. He's calling his true apostles, his true bishops, his true evangelists. He's calling them together, all because it's getting ready to be a one accord revival.
Woo! Glory to Jesus.
I don't know where that comes from, but I heard that the Lord said he's getting ready to have a revival just break out across the nation. It's getting ready to be one world order. In other words, you remember how we used to go to church and you go to one church and your pastor preached one thing, and you go over here, the pastor almost preached the same thing that your pastor preached.
Truly, truly, truly.
That's because people, the reason why we ain't seeing that no more, because ain't nobody spending time in the presence of God.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't mean to say all that, but.
Oh, man, yes, you did, and it needed to be said, too. Praise God. Yes. That needed to be said, because in this day and time, what we have is all of these little mini kingdoms that's coming up. Praise the Lamb of God. And all of these little dynasties that's coming up, praise the Lamb of God, that's being ran and regulated according to the mind of men and women, and not according to the kingdom principles that Jesus has laid out. Praise the Lamb of God. I was sharing with some people the other day, praise God, and they were saying that, you know, people are saying that they're growing and developing, praise the Lamb of God, at a rapid pace since they've been on our page and this, that, and another, praise God. And some of them have even causing some a little disturbances in their worship centers and places where they attend, praise God. And it's not because they're out of order, it's because they're in order. But when something is out of order and you in order and the majority is out of order, you look out of order.
That's right.
I hope y'all caught that. Praise the Lamb of God. What I'm saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you are in order, when you get in order, and everybody's out of order, everybody that's out of order that don't want to get in order points the finger at you as you being the one that's out of order.
Ooh.
Hello, somebody. I know that dropped in somebody's spirit heavy right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And because we meet every day like this and talk, and teaching goes forth from the Bible, and prayers are going forth, we're speaking into each other's life because of the page and what have you. And I'm not boasting on PSM at all. Praise. I'm just talking about what we do. Hallelujah. People are growing. People are learning stuff here that they've never learned in church. Right this moment. Praise the Lamb of God. And never will learn in church. Because let me tell you why, Prophet Darrell. Jesus told us to make disciples. He didn't tell us to make members.
That's what they're doing now.
He didn't tell us to have a membership drive.
That's right.
He told us to make disciples. Praise the Lamb of God. People who could do what we do. Make disciples so that people could go out and get people saved. Make disciples so that people could go out and speak into other people's lives. Make disciples so that people could go out and lay hands on the sick. Make disciples so that people can go out and cast out demons. When you tell a person in church and you look at them and say, are you filled with those? Well, you already got the power to cast out demons. They look at you.
Ooh.
Because they think only a pastor can do that.
Ooh.
When Mark 16:16 says, these signs shall follow them that believe on my word. They shall cast out demons in my name. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
That's right.
We're supposed to be teaching our people this. And allowing them to exercise their gift right there in the ministries.
Right.
Because sick come through the door every Sunday. And don't nobody lay hands on them.
Ooh.
Bring them to the altar. Bring them to the altar. You sitting next to them, lay hands on them.
That's right.
Hello, somebody. See they don't like my. See, that's out of order. In order is out of order.
Ooh. You know what, Apostle? When we start, that's because you know what, they got caught up to this thing called protocol. I know the Bible said things are done in decency and in order. You don't have to be all loud and ignorant and belligerent in the service, disturbing the service. When you praying, you need to be. You can lay your hands on somebody, and healing can take place right there.
Man,
you have to open up your mouth.
The greatest disturbance you ever seen in church was Jesus was teaching.
That's right.
And them men tore up that roof to bring their friend in there.
Sure did.
Said, we're going to get him healed today. They let him down right there on a cot coming through the roof. A bed coming through the roof.
My God. Woo.
And he was the only one that left there healed. And the Bible said in the beginning, the power of the Lord was there to heal them all.
That's right.
But only one man got healed. The rest of them were sitting in there with the wrong attitude.
In religion.
Sitting there judging Jesus. You read it. It's right there in Luke. Read it. It's right there. They were judging Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sitting there judging Jesus instead of praise the Lamb of God, praising God for what was going on. They were sitting there judging Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God is raising up a remnant now. God is raising up a people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is going to cause a stirring and a disturbance, praise the Lamb of God, and what they call mainline, and everybody's going to be tripping. Praise the Lord. These people that went crazy, you can't control them no more, this, that, or another. Praise the Lamb of God. What seems to be out of control is being controlled by the Holy Spirit. I have an announcement for you, some of you. Praise the Lamb of God. There's going to be some strange things happening around you. People are going to be getting healed and delivered. Demons are going to be cast out right there at your job and other places. And a lot of people are not going to be able to cope with this. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a revolution going on, and it's happening by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you that are sitting up in churches that's dead, praise the Lamb of God, understand this. It's going to be some disturbances going on in the service. Praise the Lamb of God. When demons start crying out in the service, man, praise the Lamb. I'm going services, man, let me tell you something. And when I get up to speak, demonic, praise the Lamb of God, manifestation take place. Hallelujah. And you know who gets scared? The preachers. Hello?
My God.
You know who get nervous? The preachers. They get nervous. Praise the Lamb of God. Instead of saying that this is what happened when the apostolic anointing comes in. Praise the Lamb of God. When Jesus went into the synagogue, demons cried out. When Jesus went into the temple, demons cried out. Hallelujah. What have we to do with you, thy son of David? Torment us not. Our time have not yet come. Demons cried out. Praise the Lamb of God. When the power of the Lord hit the church right, you're going to see some demons crying out. Praise the Lamb of God. Because they're sitting right up in our pews. Praise the Lamb of God. They're holding bulletins. They fanning with them. They clapping. And they're enjoying the service. And they're keeping up so much havoc and confusion in the church until it's crazy. They're in our choirs. They're on our praise teams. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's all kinds of spirits walking around in the house of God. Hallelujah. But I tell you this, when the power hit right, there's going to be a purification coming. Praise the Lamb of God. There's going to be a purification coming. Let me tell you something, people of God. If it don't, I'm going to read this to you. Praise God. Y'all just bear with me just a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I tell you, ooh-wee. Praise the Lamb of God. I just want to read this to you out of Amos. Oh, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. Of what God said to Amos, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Watch this now. Watch this now. He says, does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? God is asking a question. Does a young lion cry out from his den if he has taken nothing? Does a bird fall in a snare on the earth when there is no trap set? Does a snare spring up from the ground when it has taken nothing? Is a trumpet blown in a city and the people are not afraid? Does evil befall a city unless the Lord has done it? Surely the Lord does nothing without revealing it, his secret, to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? People of God, praise the Lamb of God. All I'm doing, hallelujah, is telling you what God is telling you that's coming. Somebody has to warn. Somebody has to decree it. Somebody has to declare it. We are in a season, praise the Lamb of God, that revival is going to break out in this nation. Hallelujah. But it can't break out long as we are locked in. Can't break out, praise the Lamb of God, until we break out, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Until we know when we leave the church, praise the Lamb of God, that the church is not a hypnotic. Hallelujah. That while we're in there, we are holy. While we're in there, praise the Lamb of God, we're spiritual. Hallelujah. Just empowered. And then when we leave, we're nothing. You must know that you are called and elect. You must know that you are anointed and appointed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must know that the glory of the Lord is with you and upon you. Praise the Lamb of God, empowering you any and everywhere you go. And you should expect favor on your life every day, everywhere around you, wherever you go. You should expect some favor to be shown to you. Praise the Lamb of God, because you're the glory carrier. Hallelujah. Praise God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. I wouldn't trade nothing for the Word of God. I would not trade anything for the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. The prophet is going to pray. I want to intercede for the word that I just gave you all. Praise God, that your hearts be receptive, praise God, and that you receive this word in a way, hallelujah, that the enemy just don't pluck it up, that you just don't cast it to the side like this is just an entertainment hour. We know, praise the Lamb of God, that we're being empowered. We know that the glory of the Lord is moving in our lives. I can feel the warmth of God right now coming over me, praise the Lamb of God, like a mist. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Father in heaven, we give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you are and all that you do. We reverence your anointing today. We reverence your holiness. Hallelujah. We don't take your glory lightly, Father, neither your presence. Your word is rich that you have exalted above your own name. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for it. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you for inspiration. Hallelujah. Thank you for your people today. Lord Jesus, look today on us. Hallelujah. So many of us, Father, all God has been led astray. So many of us have been taught wrong. Hallelujah. So many of us, Father, hallelujah, have sat and listened. Hallelujah. Came in empty and went out dry. But now, Father, as you pour out of your spirit upon us, fill us afresh. Fill us anew, hallelujah. Give us the endowment, hallelujah, that you gave the apostles and those that were in that room at Pentecost. Give us your glory, hallelujah, that we might do your will in the earth, Father. Oh, God, you've warned us. We have spoken your word, Father. We won't rob you of your glory, not this go-round, hallelujah. Neither, hallelujah, will we seek financial gain, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what we will seek is your face, your direction. What we will seek, Father, is your glory and your power and your anointing, Father. Look today on your children. Hallelujah. All that's under my voice, all that will hear my voice, let your spirit do a perfect work in our hearts and minds. Hallelujah. Convicting us, converting us, and causing us, oh God, to rise up in this hour, knowing that our hands is your hands. So let us not touch the unclean thing. knowing that our voice is your voice, let us not speak words, O God, of hatred, hallelujah, of hypocrisy, of blaspheming, hallelujah, knowing that our eyes is your eyes, to let our vision be clean, Father, hallelujah, that we might see in the Spirit, Father. Let our ears be open and attentive to your word, hallelujah, sensitive to your Spirit, compassionate to your people, oh God, that your will might be done, that your kingdom might come in the earth realm. Bless today, Father. Bless today, Father. Hallelujah. Your children, they need you. We need you. Hallelujah. The world needs you, Father. And we need you now. We need you now. Oh, God, we need a fresh filling. We need a fresh outpouring. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to your name. Fill our cups. Let them overflow with power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Bless Prophet Darrell. Oh, God. In the name of Joshua. Hallelujah. Bless the revival that's going on in Chicago. Oh, God, break forth. Break out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Save the unsaved. Reclaim the backsliders. Your world, you died for it. You went in the grave for it. You rose for it. Hallelujah. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And amen. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Today. Andarabahashatoshate. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are Lord. You are God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. What a sweet presence I feel here today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your presence, for your glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're God today. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Oh, we reverence you today. Praise the Lamb. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. What a mighty God we serve. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Ooh, people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the rain. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God, yes. Yes, Lord. Your servant is here, Father. Thank you. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We have a few more minutes here. Praise the Lamb of God, people. Hallelujah. We got to be 15 more minutes here. If there's someone, praise the Lamb, that have joined us and you're in need of prayer, praise the Lamb. You can push one on your dial. Speak to us. Praise God. We're here to intercede for you today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need an intercessor. Praise God. Hallelujah. To push one on your dial. One of my sons, one of my daughters, someone who don't mind praying for our churches and our pastors today. Praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your dial now. Hallelujah, and come forth and pray for us today. If you will, praise God. Hallelujah. There she is. Oh, praise God. That's Bertha now. Hallelujah. Bertha?
Yes, Prophet.
How you doing today?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Most High God.
My God. My, you sound blessed today, Bertha. I like that power in your voice. Hold 1 second. Erica 864, who's calling? Hello? Eric code 864.
Hello?
Hello? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Ashanti calling from 864.
Well, there's a lot of noise in your background, honey. You're who?
Shanta.
Shanta, and you're calling from where?
864.
Okay, but where are you located, honey?
Sir?
Where are you located in America? Where are you?
I'm in 864.
I know, but are you in Texas, Georgia, Alabama?
I'm sorry. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, you in Greenville?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're down there in Pastor Johnson's area, Curtis Johnson's church down there. I know that fella. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you're calling in today? You need prayer? What is it, darling?
I just need prayer and direction to where I'm supposed to be moving.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Are you relocating out of the state or what?
Not out of the state, but to a different maybe side of town.
To a different side of town? You don't know where you want to move?
I know where I want to move, but I want to know where God wants me to move.
Oh, you need direction from the Lord. Praise the Lamb. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, the lines are lighting up today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Well, we're going to pray for you today. Praise Him. Just hold on 1 second. Praise God. Error code 303. Your mic is hot. Who's calling? Error code 303.
Hello, Janelle.
Hi, Janelle from Alabama. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
That's today, Janelle. Good to hear your voice. Praise God. Hallelujah. You calling in for prayer?
I am.
Praise God. What are we praying about today?
I just really need, prayer concerning my job and just discernment in that area.
All right. Praise God. Hold on 1 second. Got another caller. Erica 504.
Yes, Prophet. This is Tamika.
Tamika, praise God. How you doing today, honey?
I'm good. I'm good.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And you're calling in today for what purpose?
For prayer. I'm calling in for prayer.
All right.
Prayer
is there
about,
anything specific that we're praying for today?
Yes, sir. Praying about my transition and move and what's going on with that, and also that the Lord would give me clear interpretation of the dreams that I have, dreams and visions.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, you up
yes,
at Mike, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha is going to come. She's praying for our churches. Praise the Lamb of God. We got about 5 good minutes of praying, Bertha, and then we want to do a little ministering to some of them before we go off the show here. So praise the Lamb of God. Come on and lead us in prayer right quick for the pastors and churches, pray, as well as these your sisters that's calling in for requesting prayer and direction. Thank you, Bertha.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up every apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, pastor, their families, their churches, and their ministries before your throne of grace and mercy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you that you will cover them and with your precious blood, release the angels of protection around them, oh God, in your holy name. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, Satan, and every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual hosts of witnesses in heavenly places, every evil spirit, demon spirit, and every spirit that is not of God that you have sent that will now or will come against them in the future. We pull it down right now, dismantle it, and dispose it. And we replace it with the anointing of God, the breaker's anointing, the oil of joy for their garment of praise. God, just continue to keep them lifted up in their minds. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and revelation of your word. Give them the strength, oh God, not to compromise your word, but to walk circumspectively as you have told us in your word. Father God, release a fire, consuming fire, down within them now to transform their minds, oh God, that they'll do as you said do. Burn up everything that's not of you, God, every spirit of deception, assumption, and perversion, every lustful spirit, every spirit of greed, oh God, every interest and blockage. We ask you to consume it now in your glory and in your fire, that they will be the men and women of God that you have called them to be. And Father God, we lift up our sister and yoke. God, in the name of Jesus, we break up all the yokes, oh God, of bondage that would come against her. It all walk with you. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God, in the holy and righteous name of our Lord and Savior. Jesus, we give you glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Bertha. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My daughter, daughter who called in from South Carolina, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord says for you to go and move in the direction, praise the Lamb of God, that you have desired to move in. Praise God. God says, praise the Lamb of God, when you get there to your new place, praise God, that he has new things for you, new furnishings and things of this nature that he's going to supply you with. Praise God, as you move, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I believe that move is to the north, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God says, don't be afraid to move. You make that move, praise the Lamb of God, and he's going to be right there with you. He's going to meet you there and bless you with new things, praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Prophet, praise God. My daughter here is from Albuquerque, about this job situation, Prophet. Are you hearing anything from my daughter today? Prophet Daryl, you gone? Prophet
no,
Daryl left me out here in the woods. I'm gonna whoop him. Are you still here?
I'm still here.
All right. Praise the Lord. I asked you, did you have a word for my daughter who's out in Albuquerque concerning her job situation?
Well, I didn't too much hear about what was going on because I was over here too busy trying to cook breakfast. But,
all right. Because I've spoken to her on it. I just wanted her to get another word on it. But I would, let me say this to you. Praise the Lamb of God. What's my daughter's name now? Praise God. Janelle. Hallelujah. I'm trying to watch this clock. Praise God. Janelle, praise the Lamb of God. You know, the peace of God needs to come over you, praise the Lamb of God, concerning your employment there. God has placed you there, praise the Lamb of God, as a beaconing light. You have to stand through the oppositions, praise the Lamb of God, and the attacks that comes against you, praise God. I share with people all the time, praise the Lamb of God, when the light of God's glory is in your face, you don't see it, but others do. And let me tell you something. It is something to be jealous of, praise the Lamb of God. It is something, praise the Lamb of God, to be jealous of when someone walks in with a smile on their face every day, when someone walks in like they have no troubles and no problems, when someone is always happy, always laughing, always upbeat, as your spirit is, praise the Lamb of God, and always talking and sharing with others. There is a natural jealousy, praise the Lamb of God, especially among women, praise the Lamb of God. Men may look at it, praise God, and I guarantee you the majority of your problem is emanating from women, praise the Lamb of God. If you have conflict with your boss or something of that nature, it's probably centered around the work and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God, or what he don't like, or his issue. But when it comes down to the majority of the pressure that's from you, it's from women, praise the Lamb of God, because of their jealousy of you, praise God. But when God's hand is upon you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, let me tell you something. He more than the devil can be against you, hallelujah. When God is for you, and he has spoken promotion in your life, and he has spoken increase on your life, and God has declared that he's going to take you to the top, praise the Lamb of God, all you have to do is wait on the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, be patient, and do the right things, praise the Lamb of God. The things that's right in the eyes of God, you continue to do, and there will be peace in your valley. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I see a couple of people around you getting fired, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because of you. Hallelujah. Yeah. I see a couple of people around you getting fired. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to get rid of a couple of people that worked right alongside of you there that you know they're about to get fired. Now, just watch what the prophet just told you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, praise God. I had another daughter call in. Hallelujah. Tamika, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Tamika.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you here? Are you here with me, Tamika? Now, Tamika, tell me again, what was the issue?
I was praying about, asking for prayer about the move and the transition that I'm going to be making, and is there any type of blockage of what's going on with that, and also clear interpretation for the God will give me clear interpretation for the dreams and visions that I have.
Yeah, you want that? You want that's a gifting, honey. You have to ask for the gifting, but
yeah.
Then again, praise the Lamb of God, you must have a Bible knowledge. I'm gonna tell you a book that I want you to pick up. And boy, look at this. The Lord is bringing me the man's name. Praise the Lamb. His name is Friedman. His name is Friedman. This book, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's another name here too, Edelman. Praise Edelman or Friedman. Praise the Lamb of God. But I believe it's Friedman. Hallelujah. The book is, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Praise. Manners and Customs of Bible Lands. Manners and Customs of Bible Lands. I want you to get that book because in that book, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, it will tell you the significance of things that are in the scriptures, such as a jar, a cup, the meaning of what the cup symbolically means and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have dreams, praise the Lamb of God, you see water, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. What was the meaning of water in biblical times and things of that nature? That's what you need, praise God, because the principles of it never change. Hallelujah. The shapes may change, but the principles never change. Principles never change, praise the Lamb of God. The principle of sin, whatever it was in Eden's garden, sin is sin in Revelation. Sin is sin now. Hallelujah. The principle of sin never changes. Praise the Lamb of God. The act of God, the act of humanity without the permission of God, acting out of the will of God, is sin. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So when you read and study this book, it's going to help you. Praise the Lamb of God. There's another book on symbolisms of the scripture. Symbolisms of the scripture. Praise the Lamb of God. That'll be another good book for you. But you have to gain a knowledge to go along with your dream interpretation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God will give you that gift. All you have to do is ask them for it. There's plenty of spiritual gifts that God has for his children. Praise the Lamb of God. So keep interceding for that one. Concerning the move, Prophet Darrell, you listening to us now. What you got to say now, man? We got 2 minutes.
Yes, sir. I was just telling you, I just want to say the Lord said the move is really going to be a great move for you all because, see, in this move, things is going to begin to open up and be clear for you, not only in the natural but in the spiritual as well. And then not only that, in this move, it's going to be a burden that's going to be lifted up off your shoulders here, all because God says in the realm that he's taking you, you got to be burden-free. Hallelujah. And in this move, it's going to be great. I don't know why I see you moving by some water here.
My
I don't
God.
Know if it's going to be a pond by you. I don't know if it's going to be a lake by you. But wherever you move, I see you moving by a lake of water here. Moving to this new place here, it's going to be like like when you move in, I see carpet. I see, you know, a hardwood floor at the front of the door. And when you begin to move it, as you walk, oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Before you enter the house, there's going to be like 4 steps that you walk up to. When you move into.
Hallelujah. You're going to move, baby. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we have to go. It's Friday. Hallelujah. I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. It's been a wonder. You know, Monday is the prophet's rest day now. Pray so I can rest my voice from preaching the weekend and prophesying and all of that. And this week, praise God, hallelujah. So Monday we will rest, praise the Lamb of God. And the church rested. We rest in Monday. I meet you. Of course, I'll be on the page, praise the Lamb of God, and things of that nature. But resting my voice, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'll see you all Tuesday. Daryl, thank you. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you, Raphael. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you. Thank you, everyone that called in today and been a part of this show. I bless you. I love you. Hallelujah. Be blessed. I'll see you here. From you tonight on the prayer call at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, let God continue to make us all brand new.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. I'm the